Moncrief on News Talk.
Not only is there a dire shortage of tradespeople in this country, there's a particular shortage of female ones. So why aren't we encouraging girls and young women to become plumbers and carpenters and electricians? I have a long list of jobs for them to do. The journalist Aileen Quinlan also argues that women who live alone would also prefer them. Aileen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Could you start by giving us a quick rundown of the story you described of your friend and what her experience was?
Well, I have a very good friend who about, we'd say 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, bought a house. It was to be her forever house. It was not a new build. And basically, once she got in, she realised there were some problems. So she contacted the relevant tradesmen, and not suspecting anything, just concerned that, she wasn't made of money and she lived alone, good job and everything, but things are expensive. So her real concern was that, that she would be able to pay for everything. But as it turned out, what actually happened was the big stressor was the way they treated her. Now, physically, she's not a big person, and in terms of a personality, I suppose she'd be quiet, and the stories that I got were hair-raising. I mean, they bullied her, they shouted at her, they didn't do the job right. When she contacted them to call them back, they argued, then they'd come and they wouldn't be, I wouldn't say throw a tantrum, but for very unpleasant to deal with. Talked down to her, were dismissive. On some occasions, they made things worse. And generally, she said, just made her feel dismissed and cowed and kind of treated her as if she was an idiot. And she's not an idiot. She's a highly educated, very articulate person who has a very good job. And on one occasion, a friend of hers who was male was in the house when, this is I think what really woke her up, when one of the more obnoxious members of her, we'll say, crew arrived. And the minute he saw a man, now admittedly a very tall, muscular looking guy in the house, his whole demeanour changed. And my friend suddenly realised that she was getting a lot of this because they perceived her, as female and that she wouldn't know very much. And it just got worse and worse, to be honest. And I mean, she had loads of different... Now, I know that I want to say this first off. There are many, many, many great, competent, honest, conscientious tradesmen in this country who take pride in their work and who would never be belligerent with a customer, either male or female. But unfortunately, out of the many different tradespeople that she found herself having to hire to address different problems in her house, there was only one who came on time, did the job right, behaved appropriately, and charged what he had told her he would charge. And didn't need to be called back. And she had such a bad... I became very concerned because at one point she actually stopped sleeping and she became quite intimidated and eventually decided that she'd had enough and the house was being sold.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Do you know how many... Like, as you said, there one was decent... How many, do you know how many in total tradesmen she had to deal with?
Well, like I didn't, I'm just her pal, right? And I just sat there in a cafe on a number of occasions with my hair rising on end. Like I would say at least four, if not five, different professions would have been represented. At least.
And
like on occasion, they sent other people. And the jobs were not done. They weren't done. It proliferated, let's say. And
yeah.
Well, you know.
And I suppose your argument is not necessarily that if it was a woman, I'm sure if, you know, it's quite just as likely, I suppose, if there were more female tradespeople, there'd be the odd one who wasn't that great. But
no,
maybe.
And I made that point in my column.
Yeah.
But I do think you would have a less risk of being bullied and by a female tradesperson, a female. I just look at that. That's what she feels. That's what my belief after listening to her stories. I just think there is a belief out there that women haven't a clue. In certain, now I'm not. There's fantastic tradespeople out there, as I said, very, very respectable, honest, conscientious, kind, who would never overcharge. She also believed she was charged for work that wasn't done right. They tried to kind of tell her stuff was finished, and she brought up friends and relatives, which she said she should have done in the first place, really. And they told her the stuff wasn't finished right, and this should have been, you know, it was a horror story.
Yeah.
And it's just that we have so many women who are now independent, who you know, who have their own jobs and who are in their own houses. And I just think we need, you know, I think given that there's such good money to be made as well, and given that there would be this willing, you know, customer base who would like to see a female electrician coming
sure,
in.
Sure, yeah.
I just think if parents would only think about it, think about the money to be made, the fact that the daughter could have these skills, and, you know, and the fact that there's obviously, if my friend is anything to go by, a huge demand, because the number of female apprentices is still very small.
Yeah, it is relative. Now, it has gone up, which is somewhat heartening, but nowhere near what it should be. That's for sure. Yeah. Arlene, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was the freelance journalist, Arlene Quinlan there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.